last time of the week for this particular classroom pledge. It's Mrs. Davis's kindergarten class from Chester Elementary.
Time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Sophisticated cockroaches tweak their mating rituals after adapting to pest control.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Right, Kevin.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the news here on
Thank
a
you.
Friday morning.
Thank
and
you,
I
Kevin.
Promised you something that could change your life.
Oh, yeah.
At
Boy.
Concerts. And quite frankly, I don't want to say much, but it could change your life a lot of places.
All right.
You know the product Liquid Death? Have you guys seen Liquid Death? Do you know what that is?
Bruce, you probably
is it
yeah.
like an energy drink?
Monty, that's what I've always thought.
Not
because
really.
It's
D-E-F?
Called Liquid Death.
Oh, death, not D-E-F, death.
Yeah, okay. Liquid Death.
Well, that's for diesel engines. So it's a totally different deal.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering.
Die Death. It's got a bad name for a great product.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it's water.
It's water, and then
water?
Some of it's sparkling water. Some of it does have caffeine, but most of it is just water.
Yeah, right.
And they kill your thirst. That's their whole thing. And kill plastic, because it comes in a...
Comes
can,
in a can, yeah.
Like a taller can.
Oh.
And so that's their, part of
their,
it.
Their slogan is murder your thirst.
Murder your thirst.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why it's liquid death.
And I had never had the stuff until this summer. Somebody handed me one at a wedding, and it was very hot. And I thought, I don't care what's in it. I'm drinking it.
Sure.
And then I drank it and realized, well, there's nothing bad in it at all. Mm-hmm. And that's delicious.
Hmm. Did you want more?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm a fan of it now, Bruce.
Oh,
yeah. So, Liquid Death, that is the product. They have teamed up with Depends.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Seems interesting.
Changes the way you're going to go to a concert, I see.
It does. do you have a concert lover in your family?
I mean, everybody in my family loves concerts.
Okay, Jay. Do they like to be in the pit?
They do enjoy being close. Yeah. I am the only one, I think, in the family that does not really enjoy being
kind of over that.
I don't know. A lot more room over here.
A little too close for my comfort.
And they're like, well, yeah, but we're right up close and we can see him. I'm like, I can see him from right here.
Yeah.
You can hear him pretty good, too.
Yeah. You can hear him really well. Yeah. It's weird.
You know, and they say once you're in the pit, you want to stay in the pit.
Yeah. It's not easy to get
you
out of there sometimes.
You want to get out of there. Yeah. You might want to have a few drinks and, you know.
Also, some of those, like, especially if you're at a stadium concert, you know, those things are long. It's, you know, 5-6 hours or more sometimes. I mean, you're going to have to go.
So true, Jay. They're very long. And so that's where the pit diaper comes in.
The pit diaper.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Jeez.
They describe it.
That'd be weird.
As a cod piece made of premium cruelty-free quilted.
Okay. Do over.
Premium cruelty-free quilted pleather.
Okay.
What was that first thing? A cod?
Cod piece.
What's that mean?
It's like the old knights used to wear. You know, like a suit of armor.
Oh.
It used to be a thing would go in the... I mean, somebody Google it and show them a picture of it.
I'm on it, Jay.
I'm probably not describing that.
I'm on it, Jay.
It kind of just... I don't know. You know what a cup looks like, Bruce?
Oh, I see.
Okay.
I mean...
Oh. Yeah.
That's what that is.
Obviously, that's
a containment thing.
Is marketing towards men.
Yeah, I mean, clearly.
Wait, what was your definition again, Jay?
I said they wore it a lot, you know, like when in a suit of armor, I think they would wear something like that.
Gee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's not wrong. I mean, that's when you look it up, that's definitely what comes up along.
Yeah.
Why were cod pieces so large?
I mean, there's a suit of armor. I mean, it's like, you know. Yeah. Well, you... It's hard to do.
A cod piece is a triangular piece that attached to the front of men's hose.
Yeah.
Covering the fly.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
It may That's be what held I said. In place by ties or buttons.
I clearly said that, Bruce.
Yeah,
yes, you did. It's like a cup.
Yes.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Jay, and that's what I picture for this product.
Yeah.
The pit diaper.
And then what, it has a diaper on the inside of it?
Oh, let's come back to the story, shall we?
There it is.
Let's not.
And you got to remember,
it is. You kind of get the idea.
It's made of premium quilted pleather.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It'll seamlessly blend into any outfit.
That I doubt.
Yeah. Can't see that working.
You just see me with my, like, dad jeans on.
That'd be perfect, yeah.
And apparently they come
what
with
that?
Replaceable guards.
Well, I would hope so.
So, you know, you can just...
replace them.
Keep her going.
Yeah.
No. Eh. Isn't that something?
How about that?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Traffic and weather together at the nines. We got Steve with the weather.
Kevin James.
Thank you, Monty.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Boy, I can't even remember when we invented this game, Kevin. It's been so long. I mean, it's...
Oh, gosh, forever.
I don't even remember the...
It's mid-70s.
I don't even remember the year, but...
We were on... AM radio. I think
it was AM. Yeah,
15 KGA.
Yeah, it was.
right before the anthem.
Yes, it was. It's correct. Yeah, it was. We were AM in the AM. I think is what we called ourselves
because
it was in the morning and we were on AM radio. And then we invented this game called Password.
Oh,
and then I don't even remember who it was. We threw it out to some of our friends to make the theme. And
sure.
We got a theme and we got a game show. And you guys know the histories from that.
Yeah. It really blew up, didn't it?
It really did blow up. So, Kevin, it's going to be you and Monty this time for this game. And Bruce, you and Warren get to stay teammates. Lucky.
All right.
I don't know who ended up winning that other game. I think it was...
No one won.
Well, the audience.
Yeah, the audience won that.
The audience won because it was fun to listen
to. I'll give you that, Kev.
So, all right, here we go. We're going to play a little Password. So let's just take you two guys on that side, can take your headphones off. Bruce and Kevin.
That's me and Bruce.
All right, so remember, Warren, you're going to be giving clues to Bruce, and here we go with the password. Steve has the passwords.
All right, you guys ready? Here we go.
Yeah, we're ready.
The password is foosball.
Okay, fellas.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, good luck to you.
You don't like that one?
I love it.
Okay.
Monty, you can go first. Good luck.
Okay. Table.
Did you say cable with a C
table
or
with a
table
T.
With a T?
T. Table.
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 Good clue.
This is probably completely wrong. Ping pong.
Yeah, right. You know what? This is a good guess, Kevin. It was a good guess.
Yeah.
Well
yeah.
done. All right, Warren.
Table.
There's only one possible word you could be using right now.
Right? He is not going to know what
handle.
That's not the word I was thinking of, Bruce, right. But it's fine.
I don't think that would help.
Go ahead, Bruce. Handle. I wish you luck.
Handle. Table.
You can do it.
Appliance.
Okay, you can't do it. All right, Monty, over to you.
Football.
That wasn't the word I was looking
for. I know.
For,
I was
football, table, handle. Foosball?
There it is.
Hey!
I was going to go with tennis, but then
you should have gone with soccer.
Soccer.
Yeah.
Soccer.
Yeah, because they're soccer players.
What we got there.
It's okay. It's fine. It's only one round. Everybody's good.
Down.
No, yeah, just have a cookie or something.
I've had too much already.
Okay.
That was good, though. It was good.
1-0 in favor of Kevin and Monty. So does that mean
we go first.
Warren and Monty could take their headphones off. So
Warren, take your headphones off.
Yeah, Warren, take your headphones off.
Bye-bye, Warren.
Bye-bye. Let's see.
All right, you guys ready? All right.
The password is Baker.
Okay, fellas, here we go. All right.
Okay.
Kevin, you want to go first?
Yep. I don't know. Are we first?
Sure, why not? No, I mean,
winners go first because that's the disadvantage.
I feel like it is,
So
you went first before.
Yeah, all right, go ahead, Bruce.
Okay, that's fine, Bruce.
Okay.
We'll just alternate no matter who wins.
All right. Cook.
Pancakes.
Ooh, yum.
Very close. Very close. Kevin?
Dozen.
Eggs?
I like what you're doing there, Kevin.
I did like
what you're doing, Kevin. I like what you're doing, Kevin.
Baker?
Oh, that's the word. That's the word. Because I realized what I had done.
Yeah, that is the word, darn it. But you know what? If he can't get it, then you can still use it.
I still don't know if Warren's going to get it.
All right, the password is Baker. Okay, my clue, Baker.
Donuts.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Baker, Kevin. Yeah,
you know, we'll throw that one out. You two guys take your headphones off again.
I love it. Would it just
plug your ears. Plug your ears. Monty, plug your ears. Not with your headphones up. All right. Here. All right, try. He's going to write it down so he doesn't say it again. Let's try again.
All right, we ready?
Yeah.
Okay. The password is lizard.
All right, here we go. All right.
Right again.
Bruce, you get to go first. He's writing it down so he won't say it.
I will say it now.
Yeah, right, because you can read it. Yeah, he's just going to read it. All right.
Critter.
Critter. Good luck.
Porcupine.
Porcupine.
Iguana.
Lizard?
Lizard. Yeah. We have time for one more. Bruce, you and Kevin can take your headphones off there. This time, Monty, you get to go first. Here we go with the last one for this round.
Should we make it hard or easy?
Either way. Okay. Make it hard if you want.
All right. How about
this? The password is paparazzi.
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me right now?
Okay. That's good. All right. I'm ready.
The first clue. All right, Kevin. Here we go.
Photographer.
Camera.
Yep. Over to you, Warren.
Famous.
It's a good clue, guess. Warren. I like it.
Thanks.
What'd you say?
I said I gotta guess.
No, before that was.
He
said camera.
I said camera.
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 Yeah.
Kodak.
Ooh, Kodak. All right. No. Monty.
Red carpet. I mean, I know it's two words.
Well, I'm going to go with what I thought. Paparazzi.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say tabloid, and I was going to say,
that's valid.
Very nicely done. This is going to shock you two over there, but Warren, sorry to say that Monty and Kevin won that round.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. The password is... Duh. Duh.
Let's use that next time.
I'm going to say duh.
Duh.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So I think people are like, man, I already put them up, so I'm going to get my use out of them. I'm turning them on.
Turn them babies on.
Me being one of them, actually.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, do you hate me now?
No.
Okay, well,
I kind of do, Jay.
Kevin James.
Okay. Regardless of whether my lights are on or not, just a thing.
It's irrelevant.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
A couple of texts from folks that are coming in saying, little freezing drizzle, freezing on the on the road, not super great. Out north of Coeur d'Alene, many slide offs, several of those. Maybe avoid that area. You kind of probably know if you're from around these parts, as we like to say, you tend to know where it starts to freeze because it's so hit and miss. You know, it's like, the road dips down a little bit and then it's icy there. And so anyway, be safe this morning. Yes, Warren?
And you're originally from Minnesota.
Uh-huh. Yes, sure.
And
which pretty much everything's icy
there. I love it.
It
parts of it look pretty nasty right now over there.
There's not as bad as the East Coast. That's insane.
Yeah, that's true.
But they've been getting a little bit. Yeah. My mom and sister do the thing where they're like, you know, they used to live in Arizona, and they thought, what's the polar opposite of this? Let's go to Minnesota and live there. So that was smart. And now, because they used to say, well, we just don't go out during July and August. We just kind of stay in the house. Now, they stay in the house for, like, you know, December, January, February, March, April. It's a little rough right now, but. Yeah, it's all good.
Okay.
But I appreciate it, Warren. Perfect. All right. By the way, you can take our polls. I've just put a new one up on our Twitter page, or X if you prefer. Do you cut food with your pocket knife? You can go ahead and answer that and many other of the polls, and we'll get to those a little bit later on this morning.
I think we're going
to
get a lot of yeses on that one.
I feel like that's probable, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, in place of entertainment news brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO, we're going to play a little buzzword, little tournament style buzzword. Guys, two and you're through. So if you get two answers correct, then you're through to the next round.
So three games in one day?
I mean, it could be endless.
This is insanity. There could be more, Monty.
It could be more. It could be endless.
Just relax. Yeah. I mean,
wow.
Yeah.
This is insanity, Jay.
All right, Steve-O's got the cards. Guys, you just blurt it out. Blurt it out. Get a couple right, and you get through.
Oh, we're playing it now. Okay.
Yeah, here
right
we
now.
Go.
Right now.
Yes. And if I already did these words, remind me. And I'm not 100% sure if some of these.
Is our 33-year-old producer asking us to remind him?
I know. It's his job is to be the memory, and then he's not. So
I think I got it. But okay.
Well, good luck.
All right.
All right. So the first word is act.
Oh, we did that.
Are you serious or are you kidding?
No,
he's
joking.
Acting. He's acting.
That's an act.
Yeah, is this get a it? Bit?
Yeah,
we're
this
doing
is
a bit right
definitely
now?
A bit. Okay, all of them in, so act is act. In all of the answers,
act.
Guys.
Act. Seems like a hard one.
It does seem like a hard one.
It could
one.
Be. No. It could be. All right, here we go. So it's act. Whoopi, she's a nun.
Sister act.
Oh, my. I think that might have been Monty.
He was definitely louder than me.
And I think he might have got in. I think you, I don't know. We'll just give it to Monty.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. To portray a lofty and strong individual.
Act your age?
Nope.
A lofty and strong individual.
It's four words.
Ooh. Oh, man. Act
your age?
None of us know.
No.
If only God, someone, I wonder if that's, it, wonder if that's it now.
If only, say it louder.
If only someone
Baker.
Said that. Baker.
I'm going to guess we're going to move on from this clue.
I'm going to say act your age. Maybe the third time.
Hard for me to do. Somebody else say it.
Yeah.
Bruce, go for it.
Act your age.
Yeah, thanks. I think that's still
in
wrong.
The act of greatness.
No.
What was it?
Act high and mighty.
Oh.
Okay.
Terrible. All right, here we go.
A statistician who calculates insurance risks.
Actuator. No. I don't know. No, that's something that's...
I mean... What was the clue again?
He's not...
Actuary?
Actuary.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Wow. I'm like, I think you're right
Monty,
there, Monty.
Monty's through.
You which
got
is
through.
Stupid, because that's not...
It's not... It's a
it's
form
of
the
of
word.
The word.
Not an actual word.
Yeah. What's going on here?
Boo.
Hey, I'm just reading
boo.
The card.
No, I know.
Okay. Here we go.
Demand attention.
Act out?
Act out?
Close.
Act silly?
Act, no,
act up.
Act up.
Act up, Bruce.
One. Oh,
so
act your age.
So Monty's through. Bruce has one. The rest of us have zero. Here we go.
When you're holding a smoking gun.
Caught in the act.
Nice, Bruce.
Bruce is through.
Bruce. Well done.
Way to go, Bruce. So Bruce and Monty are sitting out. It's just the rest of us losers who are still playing.
Here act your age.
Yeah.
Boy, I thought that was a really tough one.
Yeah.
Straighten up and fly right.
Gosh, dang.
I don't know why I'm so dumb during
get
this.
Get your act together.
Yeah, get your act together.
Oh, Kevin. Yeah. There we go.
I'm going to skip this one because you'll definitely not get that.
Sure.
The performer before you is fabulous.
Opening act.
Huh?
Opening
Kevin
act?
Kevin said opening act.
No.
The performer before you is what?
Fabulous.
Oh.
This might be tough, too.
Tough to beat.
Perfect act. No.
I don't know.
No? Nobody?
Nope.
Tough act to follow.
Oh, good one.
Oh,
yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That is a hard card.
Microwave popcorn movie style.
Act two.
Act three?
Act two.
Is it act three?
Act two.
Act two.
Oh,
act
shoot.
Two.
So you got that one.
I did get one. I got lucky. Yeah.
All right. Show your maturity, not your
act your age.
Yep.
Knew it was coming.
Finally there.
It had to be there somewhere. Act your age.
I was saying it in my head for every answer, hoping that one would pop up. All right, Kevin, it's between you and Warren to see who gets eliminated.
All right.
Oh, my God.
The word is double. Have we used that?
Oh, no.
Double.
I don't think so. I think
double bubble.
It's got to be better than act.
All right, here we go. Gibberish.
Say
I don't
it.
Know if you got this.
Say it.
Double.
Say it, Kevin.
Come on. Come on.
Double tongue?
No.
No, you're kind of close.
Close.
Gibberish.
Warren, any guess?
No. Gibberish.
Can I guess?
I was going to say, we're going to move on. I already did this a double speaker, double talk.
Double talk.
Double talk.
Double talk.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I don't really know that term.
No points. Here we go. Kevin just needs to get this one to get through. Warren, you need two in a row. Come on, you can do it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Two outs off one pitch.
Double out?
Double out is correct.
I just had to let him guess.
That
Double out is correct.
Yeah, no.
It is Steve.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes.
Steve. Warren knows sports.
That is correct.
He knows his sports. Yeah. It's hit to the shortstop, thrown to second, throw to first for a double out.
Next one wins. Here we go.
Here we go.
Gee.
Double out.
That's funny.
Open windows with your mouse.
Double click.
Very good. Kevin Warren, it's a shock we got eliminated there. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right, we can continue that car. See who gets eliminated next. See if we get through to this. Here we go. Still double.
Guard with two defenders.
Double team. Double.
Nice. Really flexible knees and elbows.
Double jointed.
Nice. Wow, you're out.
Jay's through.
Double out. Tightly woven jersey fabric.
Double knit.
Nice.
There you go, Bruce.
Right now.
Double time.
No.
On the double.
Nice. Yep.
There we go. Oh, nice one.
Between 10 and 99.
Double digits?
There you go, Kevin.
Yeah,
good work.
Nicely done.
Good work.
Playing with two jump ropes.
Double dutch.
Yep.
Kevin's through. Oh. It's between Bruce and Monty.
Fatty flesh on your face.
Double chin.
Yeah.
Bruce, you're out.
All right, we'll finish the game. We had in a little bit here. Nicely done. Warren, double play.
Ah.
No, double out.
Double out's fine.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Bruce, ice cream for breakfast?
Not on purpose, no.
Kevin James.
I'd like to know how you had it on accident.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, thanks to our sponsors, of course, who have helped us out with a Christmas wish. And folks who can still nominate through Monday. Monday, we shut off all the nominations. So if you still want to get... somebody who you think, this person might be needy or whatever the case might be, might have had a situation that popped up. Like, we had the house fire the other day. And, if you still want to nominate someone, you can do it. It's not that hard. You just go to the big999coyotecountry.com and then click on Christmas Wish. You'll see it right there. And you can also see all of our sponsors, which have done just a great job of putting this all together and donating a bunch of money. And then, supporting it along the way. And so we want to thank all of our sponsors, as always, Yokes Fresh Markets, Golden Rule Break, and Daba Coffee, Delicious Hamburgers, and Silver Safari. Also, you guys probably most interested in the fact that you could buy, in Daba Coffee, get coffee, and then they also donate $5 for every bag they sell to Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So, yeah, I know I'm speaking nice. Your language on the coffee thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, easy. Easily done. And today's delivery sponsor is Subaru of Spokane. Had a chance to make this phone call yesterday for this Christmas wish. Here we go.
Hello.
Nikki?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Jay and Kevin from Coyote Country.
Hello.
You wrote us a Christmas wish letter.
I did.
And tell me a little bit about Alexandria and her situation, if you don't mind.
Alexandria has three boys. Two of which them are special needs. Her middle son is going in for surgery here shortly this month, so it's limited her ability to work. And between her other grandmother, the boys' other grandmother, and my house, they've been living back and forth. So, and then the car that she uses to take the boys to all their appointments is breaking down, so she's been using her money to keep it running to get them to their appointments. And
oh, man.
She's having a hard time this year.
Yeah, that's a lot. Well, do you mind if we give her a call?
Yeah.
Hello.
Alexandria?
Yes.
Hey, it's Jay and Kevin from Coyote Country.
Hi.
Well, we got a Christmas wish letter from Nikki. And I understand that it's one of those years.
Definitely.
Been a bit of a struggle between the, the boys needing to go to the doctor and the hospitals and surgeries and the car's not doing too great and you're kind of living between two houses.
Yep. Definitely a struggle.
Bet that car thing's probably the most frustrating. Those seem to be the worst ones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know how much longer this car is going
to
last.
How far do you have to go for appointments and surgeries and stuff?
Right now, we have to drive 20 minutes, and then whenever we move, we'll be driving 45 minutes.
Oh, my. Yeah.
and we move before he goes to surgery, so I'll be 45 minutes away from my other two kiddos because it's the only place that, you know, we can really do right now with all of the issue that's going on with the car. And
right. Yeah, and then I don't know if you've heard about it, but I guess Christmas is coming up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's another cake topper.
Yeah, and then when you've got a 5-year-old, a 2-year-old, and an 11-month-old, you know, that's a pretty important time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we were very glad to hear from Nikki. Nikki was able to write us a letter. In fact, Nikki's on the phone with us right now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do here for you, Alexandria. I think we're going to be able to help you out a little bit.
Okay.
So
I'm just a little skeptical. I'm like,
Yeah, I know. You get a call from an unknown caller, and they're offering you things. That's normally comes with a bunch of strings, but...
Yeah.
Thankfully, thanks to our great Christmas Wish sponsors and all the people who have donated money over the last few weeks, this is going to be a pretty cool thing, I think. Well, first of all, we're going to get that car looked at. Thanks to Jake's Car Care, going to do an hour's worth of diagnostic courtesy of Jake. So they're gonna see what they can do to get that car going again for you, so we can take that off your plate.
That would be awesome.
We're going to add on to that $200 to Walmart, a $200 Avista gift card, and $100 to Yolk's Fresh Market so you can get some food as well.
Oh, my goodness. Awesome. That helps out tremendously.
How about if it's okay with you guys, we'd like to throw in $500 to Amazon and a $500 Visa gift card.
Oh my goodness, that's a lot.
It's a very nice blessing, thank you.
That's awesome. I'm okay, I'm just crying, it's fine.
Well, I'm just so happy that between the sponsors and literally the hundreds of people who have been able to make a donation to Christmas Wish, have been able to help these things come true and take a burden that should be shared off of your plate a little bit and do whatever we can do on our end to help out.
Yeah, that helps out so much. Thank you so much.
Well, we appreciate you writing a letter, Nikki. Thank you. Sometimes we just don't know about these things until someone points it out.
Yeah, it's a great blessing for her. Thank you so much.
Alexandria, we are in our thoughts and prayers, and we hope everything goes well with the surgery and the car. And I know it's sometimes hard to take time for yourself, but, you know, maybe you can find a moment to do some of that as well.
Thank you.
You guys have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
You too.
This is an awesome thing that you guys do.
And thanks again to our delivery sponsor of the day, Subaru of Spokane. It's that's just pretty impactful, and we appreciate the fact that I know a lot of people have done the thing where they've gone to the website and they've, you know, made a donation. So, you know, that's not going unnoticed. We want to make sure everybody knows that stuff is really important, as you can hear.
We can't do it without
Heavens
everybody,
no.
You know, whether it's the sponsors or just donations from, you know, the folks listening right now. So thank you so much for doing that. I'm never going to get tired of hearing... people enjoy the fact that they, you know, they're being grateful for something that everybody did for them.
And absolutely.
I just love it.
Yeah. And remember, you can write letters up until Monday. We close off the nominations on Monday. So you have over the weekend, too, if you're thinking about putting together a letter to nominate somebody, you've got until Monday to get that done. Drive safe out there this morning. Lots of text lately about the ice, so please be careful. And a request for some Christmas music as well, so we'll hear from Mr. Christmas himself right now.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes is all a bloom, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. Have a Merry Christmas now.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Merry Christmas, Kevin. What's up in the news?
Did you hear the one about the guy who fell in the well?